Blog Talk Radio. You're now listening to the Not Just Wrestling Show with your hosts, Mr. Pete and the Generic Dude.
Are you offended yet?
Are you offended?
I'm not sure. Someone out there just got offended by that song, and that's our goal today, folks.
See, the issue is America has gone soft. We're a
utterly
soft nation now. And freedom of speech isn't freedom of speech anymore. It's ridiculous.
Freedom of speech is dead. Dead, dead, dead.
But
you
say
nothing anymore.
You can't say anything. You can't look a certain way. You can't act a certain way. Everyone's offended. Let's not even get into religion. But today we are going to expose the ridiculousness that is America and how PC we've become.
Exactly. Basically, this show is going to go in like 18 different directions today, but that's the basic general topic, is life in the PC world.
Yeah, this is going to be a very bipolar episode.
Exactly. And if you want to call in, the phone number is 646-200-4745. We can get you on. You can offend somebody. You can talk shit. Do whatever you want. We're rated R today, folks.
That's the point. That's the point. Express yourself.
Indeed.
Yourself. Give us a call. We're live. It's a beautiful Saturday afternoon. It's gorgeous outside. And if you're listening to us, we thank you from the bottom of our hearts. I don't think we get to say that enough, but if you
are not listening and
you do support us, we just want to give you a nice big Bailey hug.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. So what's going on in the world of wrestling this week, my friend?
Well, sir, I guess last Saturday we didn't get to cover Battleground, and Battleground happened.
Well, we covered. We had a little brief preview of Battleground. We went over who. We went over our picks. I was wrong, for the most part.
Right. Well, what did you think was going to happen?
I thought Owens was going over Cena. Of course, we know that didn't happen. That's a whole other story in itself.
How do we feel about that? Because that's a really big story this week. I mean, your man came up from NXT. He was a champion. He's a big deal. He's damn near the main event on Raw. He loses two matches in a row to Cena. This time, he taps out. And apparently, Kevin Owens has officially been dropped from the main event status, and he's a mid-carder now.
Well, upper mid-card, as they like to say. Basically, he's on a Sheamus, Randy Orton, Cesaro-type level now, which he should have been. I mean, the fucking first match on the main roster, he beats John Cena clean, and I thought it was... It was rocket ship time. I thought he was going to the moon. I was wrong.
We were all wrong. I mean, who knows what's going to happen? We have the match at TakeOver, and him and Bale are going to, you know, do it again, and it's going to be amazing. It's going to be in Brooklyn, and we're going to be there. So,
yes, sir.
I don't completely have no faith in his direction, but right now it's not looking too good. It's really not. But anyway,
not at all.
At Battleground, we also have Rollins versus Brock Lesnar. And it was Brock throwing him around. He took him to Suplex City like a motherfucker. And right when he hits the F5, he's going to do the pin. 1, 2, and then we get the gong.
And I called it.
Taker comes back. And yeah. So now we got Taker and Brock, and he's going to be at SummerSlam. And they sure had it out on Raw.
They really did. It was fun. It wasn't fun seeing Kevin Owens breaking up the fight. That wasn't very fun, because when you're on a wrestling show and you're pulling other wrestlers apart, you're a jobber. That's basically a job for R-Truth, Zack Ryder, Curtis Axel. Oh, poor Curtis Axel, but we'll get into that later.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Oh, that's another dude I feel sorry for. But that's when you're breaking up fights, you're a jobber. Was John Cena out there breaking up that fight? No. Was Seth Rollins out there? No. Was Roman Reigns out there? No. Kevin Owens was.
I was purposely scanning every single person that was trying to hold them back. Taker and Brock, that is. And you had your R-Truths, the Matadors were out there. Prime Time Players was out there. Titus O'Neil was like the main person trying to break them up. Bray Wyatt wasn't out there. So you're telling me that Kevin Owens isn't even on Bray Wyatt's level?
Yeah, that's it's a little disheartening.
It feels like we're kind of speculating and reaching, but at the same time, this is how it is, though.
Exactly. Like, we may be reaching, but we've seen this time and time again. When you get a guy that comes up, a new guy in the company, and they just ready you, you think this is the guy. He got it all. The guy can go in the ring. He's a fat dude. But you know what? He can go. His mic work is fucking phenomenal. And I just...
He's natural. That's the shit about Kevin Owens is that he is natural. He gives me the CM Punk vibe to where this is just me. And you... Of course, if you ever watched a CM Punk documentary, CM Punk talks about how he would get the scripts from a bunch of different writers, and he'll just rip them up in their face because they're not going to tell him what to say. And Kevin Owens is getting that treatment. So just to see him out there and match with people on the lower card level, but we'll see what happens.
I mean, him and Cesaro put on some classics, but what does it matter if they do? It's not for anything. It's for the purists' enjoyment, basically.
And they're not going to be able to deny that the best matches on Raw are going to be the ones that they have. So eventually someone's going to have to say something, because we're getting tired of Kane and Rollins and fucking J&J. Well, I don't even think they're ever going to come back, to be honest. So the main event scene is taking a big twirl. And that kind of leads us into Rollins and John Cena.
Exactly. We all knew, we speculated about this last week, and we said, you'll probably see Cena at some point challenge for the title, but not so soon. Up, look what we got. Basically, what we're probably getting at SummerSlam is Superman versus Seth Rollins, and we all know how that's going to end.
And Superman is still the U.S. champion. That's the shit that kills me. It's like, you put Cena out there, and it's like, what the fuck happened to Kevin Owens? So it's nothing now? It's crazy. So Cena's the U.S. champ. So here's how it goes down. Rollins is backstage, and he's with Stephanie and Triple H. And Steph and Trips are just looking at him with the side eye, like, get your ass out of here. Like, you got fucked up last night, and if it wasn't for Taker, you wouldn't be champ. But point is, Rollins said he's going to go out to the ring, talk some shit. Cena comes in and interrupts and talks about how Rollins isn't a real champion like John Cena is.
Dum-dum-dum.
And, hear the Superman promo, even though Cena's great at what he does. He's good. But
at this point in time, I'd rather see Kofi fighting for the title. And that's reaching. Just someone fresh. Give me somebody different. Fuck it. Put Sheamus in there. I don't care.
So Rollins looks like he's going to get into it with Cena. He takes his shirt off, about to do something, and then he rolls out the ring and just walks to the back, and that's that. So we'll see what happens on Raw.
And the match will be set up, and then that'll be our you couldn't put that on last in Brooklyn. No fucking way at all. The Taker Brock has to be last. Has to be, because those fans will shit all over Mr. Superman and Rollins.
So also on Raw, we get the Divas Movement. It's in full force, and it's a beautiful thing to see. We saw Becky Lynch, Charlotte, and Sasha Banks, and they all came up from NXT. They are now on Raw, and they're having regular matches, and it's this shit. We had Charlotte versus Brie on Raw, and Charlotte beat her, and, of course, a great match. And
made
what
a tap.
Do you think about the Divas Movement, bro?
I'm loving it right now, but I'm scared because it seems like we're hearing about little backstage clashes between the folks Triple H are bringing up and the current hierarchy in WWE, mainly a gentleman named Kevin Dunn, who's a behind-the-scenes jackass, and he's part of the reason, rumor has it, he's a big reason why Kevin Owens is not getting pushed. Difference in philosophy with him and Triple H, and basically, I'm just waiting to see the current Divas shit on the NXT Divas real soon. It's going to happen. It's going to happen.
It's going to be undeniable.
Kevin Dunn seems to have a little more say than Triple H. He has Vince McMahon's ear. And I don't see a positive motion with that dude there, basically. I'm sorry to shit on anything, but that's just how I feel.
Well, even though we love wrestling is, of course, choreographed, and it's all about backstage politics in the end of the day, and we can be Kevin Owens fans all the hell we want, and it's not really what we say.
If one person doesn't like him, if one person doesn't like him, and that person has the right person's ear, that person's going to get shit on. And that's just the business today. That's why I'm really contemplating taking a break from watching fucking WWE for a while.
I mean, it's hard for me to do that. I love WWE extremely hard. So much. I've been watching it since I was very small. It's hard to just stop watching.
Exactly.
I don't really like the direction of everything right now.
The whole politically correct environment, and it's just this. It leads to our topic. You know what I'm saying? It's all rolled into one.
Yeah.
It's all rolled into one.
The rest of all, we got Big Show versus Miz. Who gives a damn?
Yeah.
Big Show ends up winning with an elbow off the second rope, I believe.
Phenomenal.
Yep, and then we have, of course, Becky Lynch and Paige, and they lost to Sasha Banks and Naomi. So now we're getting two Divas matches on Raw. Like, this is going good, man.
Yeah, but
there's such an abundance of talent. It's really something to look forward to, man. I'm really happy about it. And, of course, in the end of Raw, we have the six-man tag, and where all the heels end up leaving, it's Kevin Owens ends up leaving. He was tagging with Rusev, and they were facing Cena, Orton, and what the hell was that?
Cena, Orton, and Cesaro.
Cena, Orton, and Cesaro. There you go. Anyway,
and, Cesaro's a face again.
And the faces end up doing all their moves on Rusev, and then that's that, and that's the end of Raw.
Yeah, very. It wasn't bad. It wasn't one of the bad Raws, but it wasn't one of the great ones either.
Yeah, and I'm just sitting back, and it's hard, man. But that leads us to NXT, and that's something I have a lot of faith with, because NXT
is usually always good. NXT is, if you're gonna watch one wrestling show a week, watch NXT.
Yeah, NXT is the one. They have such fresh talent, and it's not heavily story-driven. It's more so about the wrestling, and it's great to see people grow. And that's a big reason why I like Sasha Banks in the first place. But so we have Finn Balor. He comes back, and he gets on the mic, and he finally has the title, and he talks about beating Owens and how he's going to beat the shit. And I really like Finn Balor as a champion, bro.
Yeah, no, definitely. It's well-deserved, too. I mean, this dude's put his dues in for years. He's a huge star in Japan. He's an Irish cat, you know, and he does his thing. Great gimmick. Great fucking gimmick. He's like Jeff Hardy 3.0.
Yeah, for real. Like, that's a damn good comparison. I haven't even thought about that. Like, he is very much like Jeff Hardy, but he's a lot... he's just so much, like, cleaner with his moves, and Hardy
was
a little...
Yeah, he's a better technician. He's a better technician than Jeff Hardy. But they can... That's the direction they can take him in when they bring him up. If they don't fuck him up when they bring him up, they can take him in that Hardy type, that Jeff Hardy type, daredevil type, type direction.
Which I mean, it's hard to build up a heel just straight up from NXT. I mean, look at Bo Dallas is a perfect example. So it's very easy to build up a good guy. And Finn Balor is going to be all over posters, and there's going to be amazing action figures, and the kids are going to love them, and Finn Balor will be the shit. So I very much have faith in his future. So we have Eva, and she comes back, Miss All Red Everything. And
Miss Plastic Everything.
She's not so bad to look at. Like, I'm looking at her, and I'm like, you know what? Yeah, I could kind of see the appeal. But, you know, being a wrestling fan and the fact that she sucks is the problem. So she has a match, and she comes back after training all these years. I mean, all these months. Sorry about that.
Exactly.
And she ends up winning. She doesn't look bad in the ring. She needs a lot more oomph, if you ask me. Like, sure, her moves, I mean, she develops some moves. It is what it is, but she's not that great. So I don't have very much faith in that.
I mean, it's going to take time, but they want her to succeed, and she will succeed because they have money invested in her. She's one of the executives' handpicked stars. She's not a homegrown star per se. She was probably some bitch they found on a casting call. Excuse my French. Didn't mean to offend you. She was brought in for Total
Kevin
Divas.
Kevin Dunn girl, bro.
To make her a star. Yeah, she's a Kevin Dunn girl, and that's all you need to make it there.
And that's the point that we're proving today.
With that jackass having your back, if you want to laugh, you got to find some audio Jim Cornette going off about Kevin Dunn. He hates him, and it's hilarious.
Well, he ain't going nowhere as long as Vince ain't going nowhere. So that's
that'll come up later on when old Vince McMahon should step down.
So Samoa Joe has a match against the Jobber, ends up destroying him. Apparently, we're going to get Samoa Joe versus Rhino in 2 weeks. That's going to be pretty fucking dope. Bayley.
Oh, definitely, definitely.
We have Bayley versus... Who the hell? Oh, Bayley for Emma.
And Emma, I love Bayley.
I just can't. I can't with Emma, bro.
Another dropped ball.
What's her character? Like, what the hell is Emma's character?
She ruined herself when she got caught in Walmart swiping a case for her iPad. It was a wrap. She was on the main roster, getting a semi-decent push. You know, she was basically a comedy act with Santino, but, I mean, she was getting a semi-decent push. I think she had a Divas title match, too. But
she may have had a title match, but she never won that title. And she's
no, she didn't win the title.
And she's not so bubbly anymore. And she's just, you know, she's kind of just there. But anyway, she's
definitely not a believable heel.
No, not at all. And they paired her with Dana Brooke. And that, you know, Dana Brooke, you know how I feel about her. Dana Brooke looks like an animatronic from Five Nights at Freddy's. Google it. All you have to do is go to Google and put Five Nights at Freddy's and go to images. Dana Brooke. So anyway.
She damn sure does look like that.
Yeah. So we got the Borg villains, and they win the match against Sawyer Fulton and Angelo Dawkins. And I really like the talent in NXT. I mean, we're throwing out names here, and if you don't know who these cats are, you need to watch NXT.
NXT, you can watch if you got the WWE Network. It's on the WWE Network. I believe it's on Hulu as well. And you can probably find little clips on YouTube. Go to the WWE website. NXT is the shit. That's why we'll be at NXT instead of SummerSlam. We'll be at TakeOver instead of SummerSlam because NXT is the better show.
It's going
to
be
And TakeOver is going to put SummerSlam to shame. And we will be in the house.
And finally on NXT, we get a contract signing. And it's Kevin Owens and Finn Balor. And we all know how contract signings go. They both sign. Owen flips the table. They get it in. Of course.
That's the standard. I would like to see a contract signing where nobody gets beat up. Nobody gets smacked. Nobody gets punched. Sign a contract and just walk away. This has been going on since the 30s. When Frank Gotch signed his contract against George Hackenschmidt and then they brawled in the Cow Palace.
You know, one thing Kevin Owens said during the contract signing that I didn't really like, I don't like the word fluke. When someone says that something is a fluke, I think that's some bitch shit right there. And Kevin Owens looked at Finn Balor and he was like, your win was a fluke. And no, not really, because y'all whooped each other's ass and Finn Balor ended up winning.
And he beat you clean. He beat you clean.
Exactly. How is it a fluke? I just don't get that. And whatever. But yeah, so we're going to be in the house. The Not Just Wrestling Show will be in the house. We'll be in the building in Brooklyn. And
making a racket, damn it.
Yes, we will. Come meet us. Come say hello. So, yeah, what else we got on the page, bro?
Let's see. GFW had their first TV taping last night. Yawn. But it's wrestling, so we got to mention it. When is it going to air? Next January?
Probably. We're going to...
How the fuck do you have a TV taping when you don't have a fucking TV deal? Jeff Jarrett's an asshole.
It just looks like TNA 2.0, and that's bad because TNA wants to be WWE, so it's WWE 2.0. But
exactly.
It's just, it's whatever. They got the six-sided ring. Justin Gabriel's in it. The only real highlights that I saw was Justin Gabriel hitting a springboard 360. That. Springboard 360 splash, okay, and winning the match. I didn't even see who he was fighting. I'm not very hyped for it, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah, like I said, it is what it is. It'll be on. If it's on, I'll watch it, and then it's whatever. Which takes us to our next topic. Let me just cue up a little something here. Let me just get ready to segue into our next little discussion here of a wrestler we all looked up to growing up. This gentleman is now persona non grata in the world. Ladies and gentlemen, Hulk Hogan has shot himself in the foot.
Hulk Hogan shot himself in the dick.
It's over, Johnny, as they say.
So Hogan is finito. Apparently, allegedly, well, this is actually proven.
It ain't even allegedly, bro.
It's freaking proven. Like, the shit is written in the Bible that Hulk Hogan is a motherfucking racist asshole.
Yes, yes. Said we all said our prayers. We all took our vitamins, but Hogan couldn't stop saying the N-word.
I ate my vitamins, I drank my milk, and I watched Hulk Hogan, damn it. And I believed. And the whole entire time, he hated me and my parents.
And it was all over his daughter, basically. Dating a black gentleman. See, he didn't like it.
Here's a little dibbler that I want to throw out there. I feel like with society and the way that things are going now, in the white household, and I say this with respect, and if I do offend you, I'm not sorry.
But oh, well.
In a white household, it kind of seems like a white father's worst nightmare is to see his daughter bring home a brother. If a brother walks through that door, he automatically goes fucking crazy because he's going to think the worst. Why? Because of unfair stereotypes. And this is just the way that the world is. So Hulk Hogan and Brooke Hogan, his daughter, had a black boyfriend. Who gives a shit? This is fucking America.
Exactly.
You can do what the hell you want. So Hulk Hogan ends up going on a rant, and he says some shit. Do you have what he says? I mean, you don't have.
No, they haven't. They haven't released it. They had the transcript, basically, and it was on his quote unquote sex tape. The dude didn't even. It's fucked up because he didn't even know he was being recorded. His friend basically went to him and said, "Hey, you want to bang my wife?" And Hulk said, "Sure." And not knowing he was being recorded, he banged his wife, and then he went off on his little rant. And
yeah,
hey,
I mean, now I read something to where he was just going in, dropping the N-bomb, saying that, you know, yeah, I'm racist, said the N-bomb, blah, 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 blah.
And he basically said if his daughter dates a black man, she should date someone who's worth $100 million. But not date the black man. If she's going to date an N, she might as well date someone who's worth $100 million. Let her date a ball player. We're all a little racist. That's what he said.
Yeah.
And he's done.
And he was definitely using the hard R at the end. And, you know, the way that it stings and hurts. So Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, not the way Booker T said it to him.
No. Booker T said it because it's instilled in Booker T.
Yes.
Booker T is a brother, and he could do that. And he got in the moment. And he was getting at Hogan, and it just came out. And as soon as it came out, he dipped from the camera. Well, not really dipped, but he put his head down. Fuck. Like, I can't believe I did
like,
that.
Like, oh, shit, there's my job.
Like, he got really hyped for a second. Actually an awesome clip, to be honest. You should go, if you're listening.
Yeah, it's on YouTube.
Yes, definitely. And just type in Booker T calls Hogan A-N. And just watch it. It's not really offensive. It's more so funny. And just Booker T's reaction is priceless.
And CM Punk, being the clown that he is, tweeted, "Hulk, after all these years, I guess they're now coming for you."
Yeah.
Hilarious.
CM Punk hilarious. Also tweeted something about, CM Punk said something about, first Bill Cosby, now Hulk Hogan. Who else are they going to destroy my 80s childhood with? Some shit like that. I'm like, wow. Because that Bill Cosby is crazy, bro.
And now they, I guess, TMZ got a hold of Vince McMahon saying the N-word and from 2005 on Monday Night Raw. But, you know, WWE is not letting that go without an explanation.
Oh, yeah.
It was done in the context
John
of a
Cena
character.
Had the rapper gimmick, right?
Yeah, he was still doing the rapper gimmick.
Yeah, he was doing the rapper gimmick, and Vince comes up to him backstage, and, you know, Vince just thinking he's cool, and he's like, "What's up, my nigga?" and just walks away. And freaking Booker T's just sitting there looking at him. He's like, "Tell me he did not just say that."
It's hilarious. It's hilarious. And they, you know, they're saying it was done in the context of a character. This is satire, da da da. This wasn't a hard end bomb. Hogan's was hard end bomb, so that's why Hogan's finito.
Vince just don't know better because it's a word that offends people. And exactly. WWE is a worldwide audience. And even though at the time the product was a lot more edgy and they were doing a lot of things that offend a lot of people. I mean, let's take it back to the infamous Katie Vick and Kane angle.
Exactly, where Triple H had sex with a corpse.
Sex with a corpse in a coffin inside of a funeral home.
On the USA Network, which is not premium cable, so it's not HBO, it's not Cinemax, it's USA. It's commercial cable. And nobody batted an eye. Now you can't do that.
Crossing the line or stepping on the line and just fucking like fucking just going right, oh my God, like that's some shit. Yeah. And then Triple H on a radio show was talking about how Vince was in the background. And, like, Triple H is in the coffin with the mannequin just there. And the mannequin had a mask on, and it was Kane's mask. No. Triple H was wearing Kane's mask. There you go.
Yeah, and he climbed in the coffin.
He climbs in the coffin.
It's hilarious.
And Vince is in the background, and Vince is like, I gotta make it look real.
And he did. He made it look real. And, but no one got offended. Now you do that, you'll have 8 million phone calls, and Monday Night Raw will be off the air forever.
Apparently, there was a real wake going on in the next area, and a pastor ended up walking in on the situation and seeing everything. So that's just, to a pastor, he's probably like, oh my God, the devil is here. The devil is within.
And he blessed them all.
Oh my God. Hilarious. Somebody get me the holy water. I need to splash it on everybody here.
Yes, sir. All right. Before we get we're going to segue into our main topic. But before we do that, we're going to take a little musical break, regroup, and then head into our main topic. This next song coming up is basically, you know, we'll get into this maybe later on or maybe next week with all the police nonsense going on in the world today.
Oh boy.
If you don't watch the news, you know about it. So this little song is something Uncle Murda and Mano put together. Enjoy it while we take this brief, and I mean brief, break. We will be back to talk about our main topic for the day. If you want to call in, it's 646-200-4745. Enjoy. We'll be right back.
Call in.
For Mike Brown and Sean Bell, a cop gotta get back. Cause I'm black, police think they got the right to me. No jail for them, their punishment is death duty. They either killing us or throwing us in the cage. Martin Luther King is rolling over in his grave. Time to start scalpers. If Malcolm X was alive, he'd be next to me with them. By any means necessary, let's make him respect us. These supposed to protect us. Killing unarmed black men, making mothers silent. And this through the government paying with our tax dollars. All these unjustified shootings. Then they call us animals when we start looting. Them kids ain't had no gun and the police knew it. Jay need to talk to Obama or let
my
me
hands
do it.
Up. Yes. I feel like they just don't understand us. Gotta stay strong, hold on, keep my hands up. Yeah. Officer, please don't, cause my hands up. Don't. My hands up.
Look how they do it, they get us down. Black males on the menu, they hunting us down. Put your foot inside my shoes, been running for miles. Who can we call? We alone, who holding us down? My little homie told me he ready to ride. Ferguson was on his mind, he ready to fight. Staring at a cop who got death in his eyes. He wanna kill me, I can tell from my hands in the sky. I'm stressing so I'm grabbing my... Yeah. Told my mama I'ma end up on channel 11. Either in the box or they take me away. Put away my... and I bought me a... Black boys running from white cops. Who are they to determine just if our life stops?
Please, Your Honor, tell me if I'm a gunner. I can't breathe, they choking me, words from Americana. You know that just ain't right. My son asked me this morning, Daddy, we safe, right? How the fuck I'ma tell him we ain't got the same rights? They put our babies in coffins, this my just ain't right.
Hands up. Sometimes I feel like they just don't understand us. Gotta stay strong, hold on, keep my hands up. Officer, please don't, cause my hands up.
When they wrong, they right.
My hands up.
We are live once again. Looks like we got a caller on the air. Let's see if they can help us out with our main topic today. Let's see. What's going on? Oh, who's this?
Hey, you guys. How you doing today? This is Sal from Staten Island. How you guys doing today?
And what's going on there, buddy?
Hey, guys, about your topic today with the Hulkamania. Come on, guys. You talk about a politically correct world. Why can't the man say what he wants and how he feels? Why are you trying to stunt what he says?
Well, I mean, to be perfectly honest with you, I'm one of the people who think that I don't think everything that he's done should be taken away. Should he be punished? Yes. Should his Hall of Fame have been taken away? No. I'm personally going to buy the video game in October. He's not going to be on it. He's not going to be in it. No, I don't necessarily agree with that. I don't agree with him completely being blacklisted. However, he did say some fucked up shit.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he really did. He did. I mean, when you're in the public light, you got to watch what comes out your mouth. I mean, the dude just finished knocking somebody's wife down. I mean, he really didn't think he was being recorded, but in this world where everyone and their mother has a camera, you just got to be aware of what's going on at all times, especially when you're somebody in the public light, basically.
Yeah. He's a celebrity. I see what you guys are saying. I see. Hey, and Mr. Pete, long-time listener, love your show.
Thank you, sir.
Just like you said before, according to your girlfriend, you do have a little diddler. Ha, ha, ha.
Oh, see, I love our callers. I absolutely love our callers.
We got some clowns out here, I tell you.
I'm telling you, bro. This is what it's about.
That just threw me for a loop.
Yeah.
Fucking Staten Island water. What the hell is in it? That was...
So, I mean, that's my shit. I mean, you're a celebrity. You're supposed to know better. You're not supposed to...
Exactly.
You should be recorded everywhere. It's hard, though, because you think you're in privacy. You think you can be yourself. I can be my racist little self, and nobody's going to find out.
Yeah, who's going to find out about me? I mean, Hogan is from the South. I mean, shit. He's from Florida.
There you go. Florida is no different. A lot of people say that Florida is not necessarily considered the South. If you look on a map of the United States, Florida is actually below South Carolina. So that's the South, if you ask me.
Exactly. And it's the deep South.
Take it from someone who's lived in Florida. I lived in Port St. Lucie, Florida. When old people want to retire and go to Florida, they go to Port St. Lucie, Florida. It's ridiculous. And it's just, I have so many Confederate flags on pickups. Just Confederate flag. Yeah, we hate
What that. Are you doing down here, you Northerner? You Yankee, you? What are you doing? Don't come in our territory taking our women.
Your beard and your mustache, then you.
How many times did you hear, hey, boy?
You look like you eat at Taco Bell, boy.
Where are you from? You don't look like us.
So, yeah. And Hogan's from Florida.
Yeah. So, I mean, this probably wasn't the first time he dropped the N-bomb. I mean, shit.
Yeah. at the end of the day, you're a celebrity, man. You're supposed to know this shit. You're supposed to curb yourself.
I mean,
you're
but like I said,
have discipline.
He had no clue.
He had no clue, but he got exposed. That's what happened.
And it's Bubba the Love Sponge's fault. I blame Bubba.
There's a lot of people who commented, though. A lot of wrestlers have commented on what happened. I know that Virgil commented and said that Hogan did a lot of things for him and all of this. So
CM Punk called Virgil a cunt on Twitter. Because Virgil said, CM Punk said, basically, he was like, he was going to do an Ask Me Anything on Reddit. Celebrities do an Ask Me Anything. And Virgil said, I'm about to do mine, CM Punk. Watch how this is done, son. And he goes, Virgil, you're a cunt. Because this fool, do you know what Virgil's doing now? Virgil has a GoFundMe up account. GoFundMe, if you don't know what GoFundMe is, it's basically crowdfunding. Meaning you put a cause up. We should do that for the show. You put a cause up, and people donate, basically. And Virgil's cause is, make me a millionaire. I entertained you. Now it's time to make me rich.
Yeah.
And his goal is $1 million. And it's been up for like a month. He has a grand total of $165. So enjoy that, Virgil.
We've been to PWS events where Virgil's behind a freaking little table with his merchandise out, just hoping that people's going to buy a freaking picture of Virgil.
No, and they don't even let him in anymore with the wrestlers for photo ops, because what he was doing was, if you were taking a picture with a wrestler, Virgil would photobomb you and then charge you $20 for his photobomb. You're like, get the fuck out of here.
What?
Yeah, the Virgil photobomb, you got to Google it. It's hilarious. He goes to these wrestling conventions, and he lurks around, and then he jumps in pitches and then tries to charge the people $20. So basically, he's another one who's persona non grata. He shows up at these conventions as an unofficial guest, so his table's outside, not inside.
Wow.
And it's just sad. Like, give it up, man. Go do construction or something.
It's funny just seeing him there, man. It's like, oh, I used to watch you when I was a kid, bro.
Yeah, but now you're sad. You're all by yourself.
You were with the Million Dollar Man. You were with the NWO. I was watching you every Monday night, bro. And now I just see you, and it's just sad. That's Virgil.
Yeah, very, sad.
He was supporting Hogan. There's a lot of people who support Hogan. But, it is what it is, man. He dug his own grave.
Yeah, I mean, he thought he was in the comfort of his friend's bed, fucking his friend's wife, but they were watching. And if you didn't sue the website that leaked the see, this is karma for you. If you didn't sue the website that leaked the sex tape, this would have never came out. Would have never came out. If you just said, fuck it, okay, all right, I'm on tape banging this hot chick. Let me just let it go. Fuck it. You know, I get premium pussy, damn it. And you had to sue, and then look what got leaked, the transcript. Are you surprised? Hey.
So he's out the Hall of Fame. Here's what I don't get. I read that they're removing Hogan material from the network. So
they probably removed the Beyond the Ring, but you can't remove his matches. You can't.
That's what I'm saying. Like, they still have Chris Benoit matches on it.
Yeah. So you can't. They just won't talk
about
it.
If you don't know, if you live under a rock, Chris Benoit murdered his whole entire family and then did himself. So if he has matches on the WWE Network, I don't see why Hogan wouldn't.
Yeah. Hogan just made a faux pas, as they call it. Hogan was just stupid. Benoit's a fucking killer. Missing a tooth.
So Hogan's out the video game?
Hogan's wiped from existence. He got the Benoit treatment. Basically, they wiped him. You're never going to hear his name mentioned. You're not going to see anything. They replaced him on Tough Enough. It's a wrap. It's over, Johnny.
Well,
and poor Curtis Axel.
So that leads us to Curtis Axel. What happens to Axelmania? Curtis Axel, if you don't know, Curtis Axel was in the Royal Rumble, and he was coming out, and he was going to enter, I forgot which number, and he ended up getting blindsided by someone. I forgot who it was. And
Dean Ambrose.
Was it Dean Ambrose?
Yeah, Dean Ambrose threw him out. No, he didn't. He never got thrown out. He didn't even get in. Was it Dean Ambrose that took his spot? Someone took his spot, and he never got in the Rumble. So he was basically saying, I won the Rumble because I was never eliminated.
Right. And he, like, every Raw, he would come out, and he'd put, like, a number. Like, he was, I've been in the Royal Rumble for 200 days. It's like, wow. But it was a dope gimmick. And then he was talking about going to WrestleMania, but he was calling it Axelmania. So then one day he comes out looking like Hulk Hogan. And he's
with Hulk Hogan's theme song.
With the Hulk Hogan theme song, which we'll never hear on WWE
ever.
Television.
Ever.
I am a real American.
Over, Johnny. Poor Hulk needed that paycheck too, so no more NWO reunions, no more WCW reunions. It's over, Johnny.
No more Tough Enough. Like, he was on Tough Enough.
Yeah, I mean, Tough Enough sucks anyway. I haven't watched one episode of that shit, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, I hear it's really bad. I don't even know why they do Tough Enough anymore.
It's not like they're going to go anywhere. Maven's a bouncer at a bar in Manhattan.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well...
yeah,
he eliminated The Undertaker at the Royal Rumble. He can live with that for the rest
of his life. That was it. Oh, well, it's time to help go to GFW. I'm sure they'll welcome me with open arms.
There you go. Hulk Hogan's going to go to GFW.
A month from now. Yeah, brother, we're going to change the world.
You know something, brother. Hulk Hogan and Hulkamania is going to run wild all over GFW, dude.
It's over. All right, let's go. Okay, so yeah, that brings us to offending people. I'm sure a lot of people offend. I mean, the word is offensive. I mean, it's fucked up. There's nothing else you can say. It's an offensive word. But other little things in this world that people get offended by, it's starting to get me sick to my fucking stomach. There are a lot more things to worry about than not agreeing with the fact that you don't like that Bruce Jenner became a woman. Hey, I think honestly, he's doing it for money. And it's a gimmick, quote unquote. But if you don't agree with him and you don't support him and you don't applaud him, people are offended. And it's fucking sickening. They went after Brett. They went after Brett Favre because he didn't applaud. He looked like he was bored when he was applauding when Bruce Jenner, I'm not going to refer to him as female name because if you got a dick, you're a man. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Pretty much.
I'm sorry. If you got a dick, you're a man. Okay? There's no semantics about it. If you got a dick, you're a man. Okay? And he didn't applaud him. And oh, you're intolerant. And no, I'm not intolerant. I'm not intolerant. I don't give a fuck what you do. Just if I don't like something, I'm going to say it. It's stupid. I think he's not doing it because he's genuine. He's doing it because he's a member of the Kardashian family and they were all about making money. Mama Kardashian wrote her daughter sex tape to a family fortune. That's why they're famous, not because they're pretty people. Remember that.
I absolutely cannot stand the Kardashians. Ever since Kim Kardashian came on the scene with the whole Paris Hilton shit and, you know, back that around that like 2004-ish era to where that kind of bullshit was popular, fucking, it's like, who are you? Oh, okay, so didn't her father freaking, wasn't he the lawyer?
Yeah, he was one of OJ's lawyers. Rumor has it, allegedly, I don't want to get sued, he was the one that got rid of the knife. That's why they never found the OJ knife. Ho-ho!
So it's like Kim Kardashian is like, who the fuck are you? And then she has the sex tape and it's like, whatever. So then they get the fucking television show and people love the television show. I'm like, why? I never got it, bro. It's like, who are these people? Why are they on the television? I don't give a fuck. Why are you fucking famous? Like, there are people who are out there doing amazing shit and get no type of recognition for it. And a great example of that, with this whole entire Bruce Jenner, Caitlyn Jenner, Bruce Jenner bullshit, whatever. He ended up getting nominated and he won an ESPY or some bullshit.
Yeah, for heroic courage.
I saw something on Facebook with a soldier who got his arm and his leg blown off. All right, and he was still able to compete. Ridiculous.
Yeah, he was a CrossFit athlete competing in CrossFit championships.
He gets no recognition at all.
That's courage. That's courage.
I go on Facebook and my freaking Facebook activity feed is filled with Bruce fucking Jenner and how fucking heroic he is. Who gives a shit? I certainly fucking know.
No, I don't, but be careful. You might offend somebody. Watch out. I think you offended this person that's calling in. Let's see what's going on here. This number looks familiar. I don't give a goddamn who I offended.
If they're calling in, hey, caller. Hello, caller.
Hold up. That's why I opened the show with the song I opened with, because if I offend you in any way on a daily basis, I don't care. I don't care.
Life.
It's life. Grow some balls, okay? A woman can have balls. I know women with more balls than men. Grow them, because I don't care. We're not in kindergarten. I'm not sharing my sandwich with you. Get a job, okay? You're on the air. Who's this?
Caller.
What up, Holmes? This is Manny from Elizabeth, New Jersey, man. How are you today, man?
Manny, what can we do for you, Manny?
I'm calling about this Bruce Jenner guy, man. Hey, what's he got an award for? What did he win that award for? Don't
courage.
You win awards for helping people? Who did he win? Who did he help?
Courage. Courage, sir. Courage.
For what? Courage taking a dick in the ass?
There you go.
Oh, my. I don't think, you know, hold on.
Hold on.
I'm sorry. That probably did just offend the shit out of somebody, and I don't care, but it's
that's just the way it be. Yes, he's heroic because he's a man who wants to dress like a woman.
He's not, but he's not gay. That's the beauty of it. He still likes
what
women.
What do you mean he's not gay?
He's not gay. He said he's not gay. He likes dressing like a woman. He's not gay. And I'm sorry, but that was an offensive call. A call is on a fucking... First we get the dude from Staten Island who's just probably saying the N-word as we speak right now out of his car window.
Yeah, and fucking guy, man. These fucking black people, man.
fucking Jersey and Elizabeth and Staten Island are close together, so they probably share the same water pipes.
Yes, it's actually Elizabeth on the map is actually called the Staten Island Junction. A lot of people don't know that.
But
in the spirit of offending people and just with the PC bullshit, I love how we have callers who just say whatever the hell
don't
they want.
Give up. My man had zero chill whatsoever. And he was wrong. His facts were wrong.
That was OD. He was OD. He had a lot of pills and he swallowed all of them shit. OD. Yeah, but that's the beauty of it.
His facts were wrong because Bruce Jenner's not gay. He just likes dressing up like women.
This doesn't make sense to me. So he just likes to dress up like a girl, but he's not gay. So as a woman, he wants to date women.
Yeah, I guess he's a trans lesbian. I don't know. Because he still wants to date women. That's why I think it's all a publicity stunt. I think that it's all cooked up by them. Because the dude is now worth $100 million since he did this. $100 million. Let that sink in, people. Since he announced he's becoming a woman, he is now worth $100 million. Yeah. And in the next 5 years, he'll be worth $500 million. So it's all a scam. Don't fall for it.
But I go on Facebook, bro. Facebook is just, and so many people in the reposts and the, oh my gosh, and such courage. And you know what? I kind of get where some people are coming from. If you're a lesbian or you're gay or you're transgender, bisexual, whatever it is, this is America and you're allowed to be that. And evidence of America is that, well, you can now get married.
It's freedom of choice. Freedom of choice.
If you support Bruce Jenner, then support him. But I don't get the overabundance and just how he has to be put above everything, and this is all that I see every day. It's all about Bruce Jenner. He's winning awards. It's like, are you serious? There's so much other shit going on in the world that we should be worried about than this fucker.
What about the Russian bombers that basically crossed into American airspace on the 4th of July to wish us a happy 4th of July? Did that make the news? No. But Bruce Jenner But Bruce Jenner at a Boy George concert getting love from the crowd was on the third page. How about the rise in shootings? How about police brutality? This poor woman who got locked up for a fucking traffic violation is dead. And no one seen her. She hung herself. And we will get into that, but we don't have enough time to get into it today. But we will get into that case. But there's so much more in the world than a dude who is pretending to be a woman. Because that's right. I'm saying he's pretending. There is nothing fucking genuine about that. That's all about making money. That's all. That's all it's about. At the end of the day, they're laughing and cashing the checks.
And we're sitting back because we're all pawns.
And they're all buying it. And I hate Facebook. And I would delete Facebook, but my Spotify account is linked to my Facebook. So if I delete my Facebook, I'd lose my Spotify account, and it's prepaid. I paid for my Spotify account for like 6 months already. So I'm not trying to sign up again. So that's why I'm stuck with fucking Facebook.
You see, Facebook is good because I can keep up with my family. And that's pretty all.
Exactly.
Right, you know? And the generic dude has family. I have to keep up with the generic mother, and I have to keep up with the generic sister. And it's dope to do it that way. And, you know, I got cousins in states that I'll never talk to, but I got Facebook. But everything else on Facebook is just garbage and the shit. Now I'm even starting to see, not that I really complain about it, but I'm starting to see fucking porn on Facebook. And people lose their mind when you see fucking porn, or someone tags someone and you just see it and it's just blatant fucking porn. People are like, oh my God, get this off my feed.
I'm sorry, but on my news feed, if I see a pair of titties, I'm not going to get offended. I'm sorry. That's just me. I'm not going to get offended if I see a pair of titties. If I see a nice ass, I'm not going to get offended. But there's old John Q. Scala somewhere. He'll get offended. Did I say that name?
Did I say that name? Oops. Who's that? Oh, did you? Wait a minute. Did you just say the name Scala?
I said old John Q. Scala. Oops. Sorry. I don't know why that popped into my head, but sensitive.
You know, I used to work with some dude who was
overly sensitive, but we're not going to give him any publicity.
I won't give him no publicity. He's a fucker.
Fuck him.
And, you know, he's one of those people who denies. See, I don't necessarily have a problem with gay people. I don't care what you do. And I'm
exactly
cool with gay
what you do is your choice.
It's your choice. But when I know and everyone knows that it is what it is, but you're just not. And you're just fucking trying to hold it in and trying to convince everybody that you're not. That's when I look at you like, you know what? You fucking faggot. Like, get out of here. I'm sorry. That's just the way it comes out. Like, I'm sorry. Like, just,
oh my
just
God.
I'm sorry.
That was a hard F-bomb, sir.
Oh, the F-bomb. I'm so sorry.
You're wildin'.
get out of here. There, go,
right, there goes 20 here. People. There goes 20 people.
Go smoke a freaking blunt and get over.
We got a caller on the air. Let's see.
Let's go call.
Who's this?
Hey, you guys, it's Sal from Staten Island again. Forget about it. You kidding me? This guy's worth $100 million? $100 million?
$100 million.
Because forget about it. Stop busting my balls, guys. Stop busting my balls. You gotta be kidding me.
I bet you he wants $100 million. He wants to bust your balls.
I'm walking down the street here, finishing my George Zimmerman movie watch on the neighborhood, and I hear you guys say that makes me want to change my name to Sally now.
Listen, hey Sally.
It's freedom of choice.
What the booty hole looks like?
Oh shit! Sal didn't like that.
So,
is it a full moon? It's a full sun out there, because fucking nuts are out.
I mean, if it's a full moon, I'm going to go outside and become a werewolf. And I'm just going to walk over, like, around town and just offend the shit out of everybody.
And just run around with no fucking pants on.
Like, look at my werewolf dick. Do I offend you? Oh, man.
646.
It's nice and hairy. I didn't shave it. I'm a fucking werewolf.
646-200-4745 if you want to get in on this nonsense. Oh, boy.
Yes.
Where's Angry Lou at?
I don't know where the hell Angry Lou is. He's probably somewhere in the corner being angry about this PC world we live in.
He wanted to get on and speak. Where are you, sir? Where are you? Because right now, this is just turning into tomfoolery, I tell you that.
I mean, look, this is the point of this is to be able to have freedom of speech.
Laugh at things.
When I came out of my mother's vagina and I was born into this world, I was given the right to be able to say whatever I want and it doesn't fucking matter. But, however, I say whatever I want. And if you don't like it, That's life, and that's just the way it is. I have friends, and I make money, and I'm gonna be all right.
Exactly. We make money, we do our thing. I don't walk on eggshells for nobody, and that's the God's honest truth. Like when my daughter will dye her hair, I'll tell her you look stupid. I don't sugarcoat anything for anyone, and I've never have been. I get that from my mother. My mother doesn't sugarcoat anything. My mother can be very offensive when she wants to be. I don't sugarcoat nothing, and I'm not going to start living my life sugarcoating shit. If something's stupid, I'm going to call people on it. I don't care if you're offended. It doesn't bother me. I'm still going to sleep at night. I still have money in my pocket, and I'll be fine. I just don't care.
I want to be able to live in a world where I can say what I want and not have to worry about what everybody's thinking of me.
Yeah.
Because that's kind of what it's become. Like, I've become a very paranoid person. I have thoughts on certain things that I want to express, but it's like, should I? I don't want to offend a certain group of people, especially religious people. Like, I don't even think I should go into that right now. But
there's a whole different animal.
And the way that the backlash and uproar to gay marriage and all of that, just it was extreme. And I get it, and I get that it offends you. But at the end of the day, isn't it about one's happiness while we're alive? Can't we?
That's why I don't care. If gay people want to be miserable like regular people and be married, who cares? I don't. It's not gay people getting married is not taking any money out of my pocket. It's not taking any food out of my mouth. I don't care. Live your life. That's what I say. But you know, you got people take it to the extreme. They'll protest and all kinds of shit. It's just like, give it a rest. We're in America, and we should be allowed to say what we want. Who cares? Grow back to what I said earlier. Grow a pair of balls. Stop crying. Man up. People were a lot tougher in the old days. Somebody said something.
Yeah,
oh, fucking well. You're not hurting me. You're not smacking my face. You're saying words. Fuck words hurt. Words don't hurt. Okay? Grow a pair of balls.
Like, you know, when I was a young boy, I got into a fight with a kid around the block. This is a great story. Okay? So me and the kid, we were playing baseball because I'm a baseball fan. I'm a Yankee fan. And even that offends people. So if I offend you, fuck
so me. Be it.
The Yankees are shit. And I wear my Yankee hat proudly. So I say that to say this. Me and this kid were playing baseball. We get into a fight, whatever. He punches me. I mean, he freaking knocked my freaking block off. So you know what I did on some crazy motherfucking shit? I went home. And I was like, Dad, this kid just fucking hit me. If I hit him back, are you going to be mad? My dad said, you go out there and you punch him back in his face.
Exactly.
That's exactly what I did. I rounded that corner and there was a group of people there. And me and that kid, we rumbled all over that motherfucking street. And it was serious business. And his mama broke him up and his mama was looking at me like I was crazy. But no, because your son hit me first. And I'm going to teach my kid not to be offended by shit. To stand up for yourself. Stand up for what you believe in.
Because you know what? You know what? A side note to that story. Nowadays, people would go after your father. You told your son to be violent. So what? It's called retaliation. You hit me, I'm hitting you back. That's how I was raised. That's how a lot of us were raised in our generation. Now, these little kids coming up now are fucking wimps. They're pussies. They get bullied. They cry and go jump off of a bridge. I'm sorry, but it's truth. Grow a pair. Someone bullies you, smack the shit out of them. That's what I teach my nieces and nephews.
See, well, growing up as a child is very interesting, and it's not easy, especially if you're a smaller kid. Because as a kid, you don't really, you have sense of right and wrong, but when you're in high school or like when you're in elementary school and you want to be accepted, it goes beyond right and wrong, and it more so becomes accepted or not accepted. And you want to be accepted. You want people to look at you like you're cool, and you end up doing shit that is maybe wrong, but you think it's for the right reasons. Growing up as a kid is fucked up, man, and bullying is actually a fucked up issue. However, kids need to stand up for themselves a little bit more. You got to take some motherfucking punches and keep fucking going. What did Stallone say in the Rocky Balboa movie, the latest one? You got to keep getting up.
Yeah, it's not about how many times you get knocked down, it's how many times you get up.
It's how many times you get up.
And it brings you to the other thing with people shooting each other. Kids can't take ass whoopings no more. You get your ass whooped in the street. What do you do? You run home and get a gun and shoot them. What the fuck is wrong with you? An ass whooping is gonna heal. 25 years in jail ain't gonna heal, pal. You know what I'm saying? Take a fucking ass whooping like a man. That's what happens. That's part of growing up. Get your battle scars. This country in 30 years with this generation coming up, this is going to be a country full of pussies. Sad to say.
We're going to have a gay president. Pussies. We're going to have a gay president.
I mean, I wouldn't say being that, you know, a pussy, gay people pussy, because I know a gay dude who will fucking beat the world up. So
I'm telling you, it's going to be President Sebastian Dinkledicker.
why Sebastian?
I don't know. Maybe because I'm playing people within and the main character's name is fucking Sebastian, so it's in my name. But President Sebastian Dinkledicker, the very first gay president in history. 30 years from now, I'm calling it.
we're just gonna have a generation of pussies, and you got other countries where. They're not pussies. They're not raising pussies. Okay? They're not raising little boys to cry and be sensitive and look out for other feelings. Fuck other people's feelings. Defend yourself. Okay? That's how I look at it. Defend yourself. You get smacked. Don't go tell nobody. Punch the motherfucker in his mouth. That's life. This is how you grow up. The world has been just fine with generations of kids who grew up like that. So, I mean, but nowadays, forget it. It's a wrap. Parent to get locked up if they make their kid fight somebody.
Yeah.
And there are cases out there. Google them.
Dice is real fast, you know?
Yeah. Well, out here, that's what they call in Jersey. And in Brooklyn, it's BCW or ACS.
Oh, AC. I've heard of ACS. Yeah, over here it's Dicers. And Dicers will come and they'll take your kids.
ACS are a bunch of, they're a bunch of fucking assholes.
Kids can call the fucking, it's like, what kind of fucking shit is that now? So you can, your kid fucks up, right? So let me set a scenario. You're at the movies, right? And your kid is doing nothing but screaming the whole entire time. And then you go home and your kid looks at you and he's in the living room and he knocks the TV over and it was a 54-inch TV and it breaks and it no longer works. So now, you're looking at your kid, he gives you the motherfucking middle finger, and says, fuck you, daddy, I don't give a fuck what you think. You mean to tell me I don't have a right to backhand the shit out of my kid at that point?
Nope. You can backhand him, but if he tells somebody, that's your ass.
Like, what the hell? Is there a freaking hotline? Is there, like, a commercial for it? Like, they on Nickelodeon? Are your parents hitting you? Are you tired of getting the shit kicked out of you because you're a little baddie? Call
Let me tell you something.
434-DICE.
Let me 434. Wow, nice number.
Oh, fucking 434.
That shit just comes out of the pores, doesn't it? No, I remember. My mother used to kick my ass when I was a kid. She whooped my ass one day for me doing some dumb shit, and I go, "I'm gonna call child abuse on you." She whooped my ass and gave me the phone. You want me to dial the number for you? I mean, it's life.
I mean, you know what I used to do? I used to freaking call 911 as a kid. Like, I was freaking 7 years old. And my parents used to tell me, they were like, if anything bad happens, call 911. So I'll be like just sitting there watching the TV and some fucked up shit will go down. And I'm like, oh, shit. Not just 911. And then you can forget 911.
From the TV? Didn't you get your ass whooped for losing the AOL, for getting in trouble on AOL?
Oh man, that was a good one. So AOL was linked to my father's AOL account, right? His mail. There you go. So I'm in the chat rooms, and I don't know if y'all remember. If you're listening to this podcast and you're as old as us, and you remember AOL chat and how it was, we used to get down and say some grimy shit. So I was saying some shit to a girl and talking all sexual, and meanwhile, I'm like 13 years old. So a moderator of the chat website freaking ends up sending a screenshot of the shit that I was saying to my father, and my father just pulls it up. He's like, hey, Jet, hey, come here for a second. I gotta talk to you. So I'm like, hey, Dad, what's up, man? I just came home from school. Like, oh, this, oh, something on the computer? Great. Did we get a new game? Awesome. And my father's like, sit there and read that for me. So I read it and my heart sinks. And I'm like, oh shit. And my father's like, read it for me. So I look dum, at dum, it dum. And I start to fucking read the shit. And it was a low point in my childhood. But, you know, how did we even get to AOL chat, bro?
I told you this. It was going to be a little bipolar today. No, it's the segue of people getting offended because you beat your kids. You know what I'm saying? I turned out fine. My mother used to whoop my ass. I'm fine. I didn't beat my daughter's ass. I didn't beat my daughter's ass a lot. And she's I'm going to keep it real. My daughter's an asshole sometimes. So, I mean,
you know. Did you offend somebody just now?
Yes, I did. And I hope I offended her because she knows where the bread and butter is. So you don't get offended. You know you're an asshole half the time, kiddo. But you know who takes care of you.
Did you just call my daughter an asshole? Yeah, yes, I did.
Yeah, I did, unfortunately. And look who's calling. This should be fun.
Who's calling?
Let's see. What do we got here? Is this the gentleman we've been looking for?
Is it? I don't know. What's going on?
We had to dig you out of the freaking ground, bro. Where the hell you been, man?
Man, my fucking Xbox One. That's where I've been. I can't access this damn channel for some reason. I keep getting an error message. So I don't know what the hell y'all talking about, man.
We're just going off today.
We're going off. At this point, we've lost our minds at this point, bro.
Like, Jeremy dropped a couple hard he dropped a couple hard F-bombs, and I think that cleared out the audience. Because the chat room, I was looking at the, I looked at the chat room when you said that, it was just like, exit, 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 exit.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It was fucking hilarious. I wish I would have screenshotted the exits.
Wow. Like,
this is where we bail, honey.
I mean, at the end. I mean, what it's all about what offends people, bro. We've been talking about Bruce Jenner. We've been talking about that bullshit. I mean, you are the angriest person that I know on the planet, and I know Bruce Jenner pisses you off right now.
Well, I don't know. I've discussed this with Mr. Pete before, but we think that shit is just a fraudulent scheme for this dude to get money. But if that is also what he wants to do, I could give two shits less than a fuck about it being publicized and this dude getting awards in a sports realm and environment when he hasn't even played a sport in decades.
Amen.
So, I mean, you have other, like what was that athlete that you kept showing me, the one with the without the arm and the leg and stuff like that, that did
exactly
shit, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, he was a CrossFit athlete.
Exactly. When you're giving out awards and stuff like that, and it's in that athletic world and stuff like that, I think they should stick to that. That's more of a inspirational athletic story to me. This dude and what he's doing with his sexuality and all of that, that has nothing in the world to do with sports. He's not active in a sport. It's not even like he's playing fucking tennis right now, bro.
He's not
doing
anything.
If he was active or something like that, that would be a completely different topic.
Exactly. He's just part of it too. It's to me, it's a stunt for him to make money, and having him on that show was a stunt for ESPN as well, because they're gonna draw a lot of fucking ratings. Having him on, you're gonna get people.
Maybe him making a transition is not that for the end result, but the publicizing of it is definitely that.
Exactly.
Because he could have done this shit behind closed walls. Like, he could have definitely done it behind closed doors, son. But
yeah.
This was well thought out. Trust that shit.
Oh,
yeah, they've been planning that for years. Like, exactly. Let's okay. Exactly. My daughter made her money bending over in the camera. The other one is making her money selling clothes. My two little daughters that are now running around town as hoes. One is literally just graduated high school. I don't think she's 18 yet, dating Tiger. He's like, what, 25, 26 years old? They allow that? Let some grown motherfucking man come to me and my 16-year-old daughter. You will see me on visiting day, okay? Because I don't give a fuck who you are. You're getting fucking a hardcore beating. You're a grown man coming at my 16-year-old daughter talking about, hey, how are you? I'm her boyfriend. Really? You're about to be her dead boyfriend. it's just a fucked up family, and he's all fucked up too. That's why I said, like we were talking about yesterday, I can't wait for Kim and Kanye to break up, because the album we're going to get from Kanye is going to be fucking epic.
Oh yeah,
it's
probably going to be an album that makes him mentioned as the greatest rapper ever in a real sense, not just entertaining what he wants to entertain.
He will go off on that fucking album.
We don't hope for no breakup or nothing like that on the couple, but it's that family.
Yeah, they were a fucking mess.
Yeah.
They were mess.
It sucks because I go to my mother's house and I'll see my mother watching it, and I just look at her and I'm like, Mom, what the fuck are you watching?
I don't see the fascination. I don't see why people are so fascinated with that. Why is that important?
Like, it's
what
like
is that, what makes that not miss TV?
Kim Kardashian is great to look at.
For the dudes, I understand that aspect of it.
But you're not seeing really much on there, though. On network TV, you're not seeing much. Google her name, you'll see plenty.
And that's the crazy thing. So now you're watching this show every fucking week, and it's for what? Just to, like, you can't tell me that show is getting the ratings from the men. So again, what the hell makes that must-see TV?
It's escapism. It's people trying to live their lives vicariously through these idiots that are on TV. Oh, they got money. Let's watch them. Maybe that could be us one day. Hey, little girl.
Also, then that means that maybe people would like to be as much of, like, because they are clueless in a lot of situations.
Yeah, yeah.
And these people cannot actually say that they wish that they can act like them when it comes to the situations that they see them in. That
it's basically
the fucking case.
The dumbing down of America. Basically.
Yeah, well, we've also discussed that a lot.
Yeah, you got shows like that. You got Love and Hip Hop. You got Real Housewives. Who cares about housewives? Rich housewives. I don't give
let
a
me
fuck.
Tell
I'm
you
not
something.
Rich.
Let me tell you something. When the generic dude was in a relationship with the generic female that she was, she used to sit on this couch and she would watch this stuff. It would be, you know, Love and Hip Hop Atlanta, Love and Hip Hop New York, freaking The Bad Girls Club. And it's just mindless fucking entertainment for people to just sit on their couch and just fucking laugh at. And I'm just sitting here watching, and then I'm actually a Joe Budden fan. And to see Joe Budden on the show, like, mad times, your boy ended up getting sunned, and he looked like a fucking idiot on the show. It's like, what the fuck are you doing, bro? Like,
and then,
shows...
you know, but the funny thing is, the counter-argument could be, well, you watch wrestling. But the whole thing is, we do understand that whoever's a real wrestling fan do understand fantasy from fiction.
Exactly.
And it comes down to, when it comes to those trash-ass shows like that, it's supposed to be a representation of reality, so it does make people fucking act like and entertain that type of fucking behavior and reality.
Yeah, and it's half the time what these people that watch these shows don't know is 98% of that shit is scripted. It's not real. It's not real.
Exactly.
A lot of it is scripted. A lot is scripted. And these people don't know. It's not. This is real. They're just following them around. No, the fuck they're not. Because no. I know someone who was in a taping of Mob Wives, basically. And basically it's scripted. Do this take over again. Do that over again. Come on. Get the fuck out of here.
No, because the whole thing is to get everybody wrapped up in stuff like that. So we can have the situations like, rest in peace to the Queen, Sandra Bland, and what really took place with how her situation fucking ended, bro.
How do you feel about that, Angry Lou?
Yeah, it's just...
That's what that shit's about, son. It's you want to throw all this stupid, mindless, pointless shit that people have to always keep seeing, then some shit happens like what happened with Sandra Bland, and then they start trying to cover shit up, and it starts getting lost up in the mix, shuffled up in the deck, and then you forget about it, and this fucking killing and all of that bullshit, son, keeps happening, and it's swept under the rug, and it's because, oh, everybody forgot about it.
Yeah, because America
but
moves
the
on to the next.
Keeps, the body count keeps building up.
They find something to distract us. They find
exactly.
something to distract us. They
exactly.
they something happens and we all get on it. Then the next thing you know, something happens. It's fucked up what happened in Louisiana with the shooting in the theater. But the timing, if you got to look at the timing, we're all up in arms about
yeah,
Sandra
Bland. You can't script that. You cannot write that in a script any better.
Sandra Bland was front page news, basically.
Exactly.
Then all of a sudden, there's a shooting in a movie theater by another lone wolf.
But did you notice that happened before the stories came out about her actually being rumored to have been dead when that fucking picture was taken?
The mugshot,
that was
yeah.
her mugshot.
Yeah, exactly. And all of a sudden, something comes out to wipe it off, and they sneak the mugshot in. They
exactly.
sneak the mugshot in. Instead of the mugshot being on page one, it's on page 30 because you got eight
exactly.
pages dedicated to the
exactly.
shooting. In Louisiana?
I mean, let's just take a second. If this is really true, if this really happened, and she was dead at the time of this picture, and they doctored the picture to, and then the shoulder placement of her, and it looked like she was more so laying down on the floor versus standing up, and then they did a side-by-side of other monk shots like that. If this is really true, what kind of faith do we have in our country to
exactly.
give us real justice? I mean, this is a fucked up situation.
Yeah, and
exactly.
we'll never...
And the point is, it's not even a matter of
the Black Lives Matter versus All Lives Matter and stuff like that. It's a matter of, let's remember that that whole situation stopped for a fucking traffic violation. Can you tell me that regardless of what her race was or her sex, if it was a male or female, that the actions that were taken during a fucking traffic violation stop warrants death? It doesn't matter what happened. I know that there's no way that in between her getting arrested, put in that police car, and then into the jail system, that she did something that warranted her not being alive.
And no, nothing warranted that. Like, nothing.
Nothing. Nothing.
And nothing even warranted that cop telling her when he was pulling her over, I'll light your ass up. How do you talk like that to a woman?
Over a traffic violation. A traffic violation can escalate a situation to that level.
In this day and age, you can. Yeah.
It wasn't just because she was a black woman, my dude. It was also because she was known, son, as far as the activist shit and what she stood for and shit like that. She probably was a problem to them and a threat to them, to the point where they had her on their radar. For whatever stupid ass reason, and that dude already didn't like her from when he stopped her. Trust that.
Yeah, basically, they basically, from my experience, they have their mind up before they stop you. They look at you up and down, and they get this vision in their heads of oh, you, this one's gonna be trouble. So they come at you hostile.
You run the plate, son. You run the plate, yeah. And then you know who it is. I'm telling you, I have a real gut feeling that they already knew who she was.
I mean, but she wasn't from Texas. She was down there starting a new job. So, I mean,
You don't have to be from there, son. You know what the fucking police are. When it comes to people that are out there like that, and I don't know how many, because I haven't been on her Facebook page, but the attacks and stuff that she was saying when she put certain things up and stuff like that, word of mouth gets around, bro.
Exactly.
That's all I'm saying. I'm saying.
And we're running out of time now.
Yeah, we're running out of time. Andrew Liu, in 30 seconds, how do you feel about the Hulk Hogan situation?
He's a nigga, brother. A real nigga.
exit. listen, that wasn't, folks, before you run, that wasn't a hard N-bomb, okay? That wasn't a hard N-bomb.
We've offended a lot of people.
Yeah, and are we happy about that? I know I am, because I don't care. I'm gonna eat well. In a few minutes, and I'm gonna sleep good, and I'm gonna watch Back to the Future because I got it on Blu-ray, and I'm excited, and I'm gonna make some money playing GTA. That's what I'm gonna do for the rest of the weekend, and we'll be back next week. We're gonna get more in depth on the Sandra Bland situation, and of course, we will talk wrestling. This is Mr. Pete. For the generic dude and Angry Lou
and Sal
from Staten Island, you're the man. Manny, yo, Manny fucked us up.
Manny came on here like, whoa.
Manny was like, he likes taking dick in the ass. I had to hang up on him. Enjoy your week, people. Be safe out there.
We're out of here.
We'll catch you next week. We're out.
For Mike Brown and Sean Bella, cop gotta get back. Cause I'm black, police think they got the right to me. No jail for them, their punishment is death duty. They either killing us or throwing us in the cage. Martin Luther King is rolling over in his grave. Time to start scalpers. If Malcolm X was alive, he'd be next to me with them. By any means necessary, let's make him respect us. These supposed to protect us. Killing unarmed black men, making mothers silent. And this through the government paying with our tax dollars. All these unjustified shootings. Then they call us animals when we start looting. Them kids ain't had no gun and the police knew it. Jay need to talk to Obama or let
my
me
hands
do it.
Up. Yeah. Sometimes I feel like they just don't understand us.
They don't.
Gotta stay strong, hold on, keep my hands up.
Yeah.
Officer, please don't stop.
guns on his mind, he ready to fight. Staring at a cop who got death in his eyes. He wanna kill me, I can tell from my hands in the sky. I'm stressing so I'm grabbing my... Told my mama I'ma end up on channel 11. Either in the box or they take me away. Put away my... and I bought me a... Black boys running from white cops. Who are they to determine just if our life stops? Please, your honor, tell me if I'm a gunner. I can't breathe, they choking me, words from Americana. You know this just ain't right. My son asked me this morning, daddy, we safe, right? How the fuck I'ma tell him we ain't got the same rights? They put our babies in coffins, this
my hands up. Sometimes I feel like they just don't understand us. Gotta stay strong, hold on, keep my hands up. Officer, please don't, cause my hands up.
Taking the life,
my hands up.
It's like even when they wrong, they